to a brand new episode of Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. I had a dream that she stopped loving me. The sky was pretty when she sent me away, not a tear from the clouds, who were braver than I, but I left an ocean on her shoulder, my claws deep in the flesh of her palm as they pulled me away from her and down into the abyss. I didn't mean to be a monster. I spent so long keeping myself at bay, but the truth is full of terror, and it tears its way out of well-meaning skin eventually, and then you become a monster. It's not her fault. Nobody wants to have a monster as a daughter, but she does. And now I dream about her looking at me as I do. I wake in tears, wondering if she lies when she says that she loves me as I am. It was just a dream. It was just a dream, but a monster still stares back from the mirror. I have this recurring dream. Nightmare, I suppose, where my mum sends me to conversion therapy. This is incredibly unlikely to happen. Very, very unlikely. I've been having this nightmare on and off for about 2 years now. I wasn't having it before, I think, because I had no intention of her ever finding out, you know, and so it wasn't a fear that I had, because it's like, well, you can't send someone to conversion therapy if you think they're straight, right? And I mean, it's completely unfounded and completely baseless as a fear, because my mum is a very wonderful person that would never do that. You know, she's so wonderful and accepting. It's just never going to happen. Like, the only way that it could happen is if she was, like, possessed by a really evil demon and... I mean, that's not going to happen. So I know that it's completely ridiculous as a fear to have. And yet my subconscious is still like, oh, what if? What if? Which is really fucked up if you ask me. I think maybe because once you... once you've been, you know, kind of rejected in a sense by somebody that you thought would be okay with it, and then so you go through the whole thing of, okay, fine, well, I'm not going to be that then, all right, whatever. And then you reach a point where you're actually going to be honest about it because you feel safe and it's all good. Even if you get a good response, you're still going to be thinking at the back of your mind, what if that's not how they really feel? What if they would prefer me if I was different? What if when I told them, they would have preferred it if I had not, you know? And I don't think that feeling is ever going to go away, which is super great. Love that for me. I mean, it's difficult because, like, the family that I have in my life now, and it's a very small group, actually, because I'm very much kind of in the era of I'm only including people in my life if we're good for each other, you know. But, like, my mom, my grandparents, my aunt and uncle, my brother, especially, they've all been wonderful to me. But there is this thing just always there. What if they're pretending? What if one day they change their mind? What if they're okay with it as a hypothetical thing? But when it becomes more real, you get engaged to a woman, you have a child with a woman, what if suddenly it's not okay anymore? What then? What are you going to do then? Because you thought the hard part was over. What if it's not? You know, and it's like an invasive thought, you know. I'll just be living my life, doing what I'm doing, and then suddenly I'll think, oh my fucking God, what if? What if suddenly they don't love me anymore? What if? Just what if, you know? And I know it's irrational, I know it's stupid, I know there is like a part of me that knows that very well and is like, that's fucking stupid, stop it. These are good people, you know? And, you know, your mum, literally, you know, she went to Pride this year, you know, what kind of person does that and then goes on to, you know, reject their homosexual child after already accepting them? Who does that? Nobody. You know, I mean, Christ, my grandparents were, you know, campaigning for equal rights before I was born. I think it's just there's been so much like damage, you know. There is, like, most of the time I can be like really chill with myself, and but there are some times when I just I'm still kind of pushing back against this self-hatred, and it's unearned because I'm not a terrible person, not really. I mean, am I great? No, but I'm not the worst person in the world. I'm not evil. I'm not, you know, I'm not a horrible person. I'm not vindictive. I'm not violent. I'm not racist. I'm not, you know, I'm not caught up in corporate greed or anything like that. I'm just a regular person. But every now and again, I'll just be going through life and then I'll just suddenly think, you are disgusting. I hate you. It would have been better if you had died. All those times when you were so close and you didn't fucking do it, because on top of being disgusting, you're also a fucking coward.
And then... and then I just carry on. Because there's nothing else to do. And I'll just, like... write a poem or have a bad dream. Or I'll remix Dream Girl for the 47th time. And just try and get on with my life. Because because I'm alive and I've got to get on with it, you know? But then sometimes I think, well, if I think about myself that way sometimes, what if the people that love me do as well? If I'm struggling with this shit, maybe they are too, I don't know. And again, I know that's a completely irrational thing because they don't have the years of self-loathing that I have, you know. They haven't got the years of, you know, in the back of the mind, just there's something wrong with you. There's something deeply wrong with you. They don't have that. That whole time, they had no idea that that was going on in my head. So there's no way that they could look at me and feel the way that I do sometimes when I look at myself. It's not possible because it's just not. But it doesn't stop me thinking that maybe they do. And I know it's irrational and I know it's ridiculous, but it just is what it is. And I woke up this morning and I had that dream. And I was really pissed off as well because I woke up quite early and I was like, oh, I'm just going to have a lie-in because it's a Sunday and it's what Jesus would want. And and then I had that nightmare. And I was like, oh, God, not again. Not again. I thought we were past this, you know, because I've had a couple of weeks, you know, and they've been good, you know, and I haven't thought about that stuff at all. And then suddenly it's just like, well, you're feeling pretty good about yourself. You're feeling pretty relaxed. Let's change that. I remember asking someone a while ago, I asked them if it changes, if the way that you feel about yourself, does it change? Do you ever stop feeling a little bit different? Do you ever stop feeling like there's something wrong with you? And she said, sure, you know, just go out, be around other people like you. And and have fun and be happy. And I'm sure that was very well meaning, but I mean, but on the plus side, my mother is definitely not the kind of person to send me away to some horrible place to try and have me fixed. My father maybe, but my mother definitely not. So I don't have to worry about that. I just have to contend with myself because I think I'm the only one that hates me. And maybe I'm projecting those feelings onto other people because I don't feel that I deserve for them to still love me. And I get that. And it's easy to say, oh, well, just stop doing that then. Just stop. But it's hard. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. If you want to find more of my work, you can on my website, jenniferwan.com, or you can find me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Reddit, SoundCloud, and pretty much every social media website ever, with the username Miss J Squared. Thank you to my amazing top tier patron supporters.